This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, listen to this carefully. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped, which it will never stop, by the way. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. I'm going to say that again. I want you to listen carefully, friends, because your history is being rewritten before your faces today. Listen carefully. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten, just look to your dictionaries, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Compare them to everything up to the present, back to 1950, and go back and you will see them contradict in definitions. As a matter of fact, they will rearrange the definitions to mean just the exact opposite. And this is the work of communists, Satanists, and the such. But every record has been destroyed or falsified. Yeah, because we understand that history is written by men who hung heroes, right, America? Every book rewritten, we're seeing that. Every picture has been repainted. When I was in Washington, D.C., going through the federal buildings concerning the Senate and so on and so forth, it was interesting. I noticed that they were posting quotes up on top of the, above the head of the doors. They were erasing the old ones, and they were putting new ones up. And, of course, anything to do with our Christian heritage, our true history, it has to go. But, see, they're having a problem with the inscripted words that are written on the buildings. But soon enough, friends, if you don't stand up and acknowledge what's going on in dealing with these communists that are rewriting your history in America, friends, I'll tell you what, all will be lost. But, again, listen. Every book rewritten, every picture repainted, every statue and street building has been renamed or removed. We see Jefferson Davis, the Confederate president. By the way, the Confederate president during that particular time, during the Civil War, that would not be ruled by the North. And I know that that's a big high five, especially to those in the South. But if you understand what took place there, friends, Abraham Lincoln was not America's friends. He kept the alliance of the United States together by force through a military state. And what he did is he played the appeals of the American people during that time by saying we need to get rid of slavery. That was one of his talking points. But also keep in mind, Abraham Lincoln was one that also knew that if you win the approbation of the people and if you want to win the censorship, the census of the people during that time, both in the North and the South, you had to appeal to their likes and their dislikes. And that's exactly what he did. But friends, if we go to Jefferson Davis, down south, guess what? They have to remove those statutes. And what I wanted to highlight is while they're removing Jefferson Davis, who wouldn't go along to get along, keep in mind, friends, the communists are hard at work in America because they've erected a monument to the revolutionary Vladimir Lenin, who's now in hell. They actually built and erected a monument in Seattle. This is happening right in front of your faces, America. And we're going to be talking about this today. But it's like the unthinkable. Some people are saying, no, this cannot be happening. Yes, it is happening. Friends, the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except endless present in which the party is always right. Folks, is anybody paying attention to the revolution that's going on in the United States of America? Has anybody paid attention to the fact that the current administration is doing absolutely nothing to stop the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary Clinton? Even during the break, they're talking about her email scandal once again. You see the corruption with Mr. Comey, the FBI director, overlooking the crimes of the Clintons, and then we found as we pulled the door open and the curtain back on him, the FBI director, we found out that his brothers actually does taxes for the Clintons. Folks, it's corrupt from the inside out. And that's what we need to understand. But why is not the current administration, to all you Trumpites out there, how come he's not dealing with Clintons? How come he's not dealing with Barack Hussein Obama? He promised that he would, and we're still waiting to see some action there. But maybe we need, according to your mind, another 100 days of those inciting domestic insurrection in the United States of America before you actually figure out that we have another player in the White House. But we'll just go on in your delusion. We'll let you do that. You're not a part of the answer here, and what we're looking for on the Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We're looking for those that are a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And the way that you do that is you enforce the right, the law against the crime. Okay? We establish righteousness through judgment that we might know peace. Again, justice guards our liberties. But I'm going to give it to you one more time. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. We're seeing that the history and the science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years in public schools. We see international baccalaureate. We see No Child Left Behind. We see Common Core. Is it getting better, America, or is it getting worse? Every picture has been repainted. I've seen that with my eyes. Every statute and street building has been renamed. We're seeing that with statues down south that they're removing. And, of course, they're not telling you that they're erecting statues of the likes of Vladimir Lenin. Going on, the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. And what's sad about that is when you look at those in government, I believe it was Alan West that sometime back called out the fact and made the American people aware of the fact that there's 90 representatives that call themselves representatives that are a part of the Communist Party in your government today, friends. 90 of them. 90. I didn't say 9. I said 90. And see, the problem that people don't actually acknowledge is the fact that the fire is burning you. You just haven't felt it yet in some cases. See, communists, socialists, Marxists, Maoists, and Islamics are in the U.S. government today. And they all believe in a government that's opposed to the United States Constitution. They are opposed to what your family members fought, bled, and died magnifying. They are opposed to everything that is American. And thus, the America our founders created under God. And keep in mind, they want America to give up its sovereignty and to become a member of a one-world socialist government. For simplicity, let's call them all for what they are. Little commies. Little minions. And folks, this has been going on for a long time in your country. As a matter of fact, under Mr. MacArthur and Mr. Marshall, back in the 50s, you were warned of it, but you threw it off because it was supposed to be a witch hunt. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, friends. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you for joining us, but you need to understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and so on and so forth. Friends, how is it that, I'm going to go back to Mr. George Orwell's quote here, but right on this meme, this live post, it's a picture of George Orwell was right, and it shows a bunch of workers, useful idiots that could care less either here nor there, but they'll be for sure the first ones to stand up and complain to their wives or their buddies, but they won't say it publicly. That's how much they love their country, not. But it's a picture of Jefferson Davis, who wouldn't go along to get along in the South concerning what was going on between the North and the South during the Civil War. And saying that, they're removing the statue, friends. They're removing the statue. Right above it, it says, every record has been destroyed or falsified. You're seeing this all day long. Every book rewritten. You're seeing this all day long. Every picture has been repainted. You're beginning to see more of this publicly. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day, minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right, your corrupt government. And for the life of me, I don't understand how it is that the American people here in the United States, they don't hide their crazy. They don't hide their lawless. The state-controlled media keeps them in the light. And then the American people allow them to be dressed up and sent to D.C. to represent who, America? You or special interest groups? But going back to the statute, because we know that this statue of Jefferson Davis, as it's being removed in the South, we know that in Seattle, they actually erected a monument, a statue of, well, Vladimir Lenin, a revolutionary under Joseph Stalin, the dictator who murdered millions and millions of his own people. And for some reason, people are starting to put two and two together. Wait a second, there really is something going on. During the first segment, I highlighted the fact that there is 90 known self-proclaimed communists in representative positions that are not working for you, America. They're working to tear away at who you are. We'll get to that in just a moment. But just consider this. Confederate soldiers, sailors, Marines that fought in the Civil War were made U.S. veterans by an act of Congress in 1957. U.S. Public Law 85-425, Section 410, approved 23rd of May, military time, 1958. This made all Confederate Army, Navy, Marine veterans equal to U.S. veterans because, of course, they were. Additionally, under U.S. Public Law 810, approved by the 17th Congress on 26 February of 1929, the War Department was directed to erect headstones and recognize Confederate gravesites as U.S. war gravesites. And one more, just for the record. The last Confederate veteran died in 1958, so in essence, when you remove a Confederate statue, monument, or a headstone, you are in fact removing a statue, monument, or a headstone of a United States veteran. And how is it that you allow them to do so, friends? How is it that you're okay that, again, keep in mind, these people are tolerated in America and in the sight of the Americans in the light of day concerning what our forefathers, concerning what our veterans, again, our grandpas, our grandmas, our uncles, our aunts, our dads, our moms, our cousins, our brothers, our sisters, our friends, fought, bled, and dying, fighting against, magnifying the constitutional law enumerated, found within our governments, American government, fighting against foreigners that you're now tolerating today. What did they fight for, friends? I mean, is it in vain that they fought, bled, and died? Because the joke is on you as you tolerate their discrimination. And furthermore, their lawlessness because they don't have the law on their side. I want to tell you something. I, Bradley Dean, I'm an American. I'm free today because someone fought, bled, or died in my place. And I vow that as long as there's breath in my body, their sacrifice, listen carefully, will never, ever be in vain. Okay? Don't ever forget that. First in the spiritual, Jesus Christ who bled Calvary to be the propitiation of the sins of the world. 2 Corinthians 5:15, John 3:16. You can go on and 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 on, friends. But keep in mind that I want you, friends, to understand that you're tolerating. You're looking at the veterans and their sacrifice as a vain thing when you stand back and you tolerate the lights of what you're seeing today. And again, let me say, I for the life of me do not understand this. Now, I want you to listen carefully. Because when I posted this today, let's say Mrs. C responded. She said, if this wasn't brainwashing lies concerning what I just said to you, I'd remember it. Our foreign policy sucks and our wars have all been based on lies, including World War II, said the modern day indoctrinated communist. Okay? And so what I did is I responded, and I respond to those that still don't understand that America, you're the responsible party that allowed your government, your Congress, to send your boys and girls to go fight in foreign battles in the first place. Okay? But this one said it's brainwashing lies, my post. I said, tell that to the families that have lost their loved ones that you're complaining about, namely them that have sacrificed their all like mine. If you want to bark up a tree, you better find a different one to bark up because this one isn't barkable. Let me tell you that. And I said, if you want to understand the American people and you want to understand the responsible party, why don't you look to Congress? But before you do that, that sent your boys and girls to fight those unconstitutional brainwashing lies and those foreign wars that policy sucks on, why don't you consider the fact that you're the one that failed? You are derelict of duty by allowing your government to send them in the first place. And see, then when you begin to tell people and show them their responsibility, all of a sudden, there's nothing to say. Because you know what, America? They never thought of that before. No, of course not. It's always somebody else's fault. And it's always some stupid foreign policy that's going, oh, yes, of course. Or it's the left's fault. Or it's the Democrats' fault. I know. Or it's the communists' fault. Or it's the Muslims' fault. Folks, really? You have all these issues today because America, you, listen carefully, don't take responsibility for the issues at hand. And I believe that I shared with you yesterday, no matter how many times I talk until I'm blue in the face concerning people across this country on 77 different radio stations that listen to me 6 days a week, no matter how many times I dismantle the lies, you adhere and you hold fast to deceit because you like the game that you're caught up into. And what you don't understand is, first and foremost, it's going to cost you your soul. And secondly, and in this order, friends, it's going to cost you your country. It's going to cost you your freedom. And it's going to cost your posterity everything that they don't have. Because they're going to lose everything that you do have because you don't want to fight the good fight of faith. You want someone else. You want someone else to do the sacrificing. You want someone else to do the works. You want someone else to do the fighting. Well, you sit back in your own little selfish lives and accuse everybody else that is doing something about the problem because you are being indoctrinated by the communists today. You just don't want to take responsibility. And again, friends, we deal with it all the time over here in this ministry. And it's the people that you would think would know better, friends, are the very ones that are the problems. They withhold the keys of knowledge, and it's not just, friends, the lawyers. It's those that know better that do absolutely nothing. It's those that sit and agree with me on everything I say, but in their lifestyles, they do everything in contradiction to what they just agreed to. And we see it again, all the time. I was just bringing up the friends, the facts, friends, that there's 90 communists in the government today. You know, a group of people began to research the administration and currently and other commies in the U.S. government and media about 18 months ago. And they were shocked because what they found was high level overview. And what I'm going to do is when we come back, we're going to show you what has been learned, which is chronicled in great detail. And we're going to continuously highlight what's going on in your country today, friends, because you, friends, are being lied to. And we need, again, to set that record straight. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, folks. So what's going on in your country? We've been talking about, well, what George Orwell had warned of. It's exactly what's happening today. Again, this is from the book 1984. We've been warned about what's going on here for years. And what comes to my aid right now is I remember when Mr. Marshall, General Marshall, back in the 50s, was being exposed as a communist by none other than Joe MacArthur. And then they began to demonize Joe MacArthur. When the media does that, they're telling on themselves. You need to understand that. And firsthand, when they begin to demonize anybody, it's because that person is exposing them for who they really are, or one of those that they're actually trying to cover up that is committing the act of conspiracy. And that is not a theory, friends. That is a fact, AccuJack. So what I want to do is I kind of just want to go over this really quick, and I want you to tell me what your thoughts are and tell me if you see this happening today in your country. Abolition of private property and land and application of all rents of land to public purposes. Are you seeing that today, the abolition of private property? You're probably seeing a whole lot of that through eminent domain today in America. We're seeing a lot of that in the state of Minnesota because they want you to believe it's for the good of everybody, right? So it's an abolition of private property by doing just that, and it's a usurpation of power. See, the courts have interpreted the 14th Amendment of the Constitution in 1868 to give the government far more eminent domain. This was in 1868, and power than was originally intended. Under the rubric of eminent domain and various zoning regulations, land use regulations by the Bureau of Land Management Property Taxes, BLM, right? And the environmental excuses, private property rights have become very diluted, and private property and landis, vehicles and other forms are seized almost every day in this country under the forfeiture provisions of the RICO, R-I-C-O, an acronym, statutes and the so-called war on drugs. And keep in mind, friends, that war on drugs, just remember what they do. Remember when the CIA, they hit the side of a mountain, and interestingly enough, the CIA was popped with 4 tons of cocaine. It was the war on drugs, I thought, America. Just say no to drugs. Wait a second. Who's doing the dealing? But going back to the responsible party, who's doing the buying? Who's doing the buying? Again, goes back to responsibility. Number two, does this sound familiar? A heavy progressive or graduated income tax. See, the 16th Amendment of the United States Constitution, 1913, which some scholars maintain was never properly ratified, that's a fact, and various state income taxes established a major Marxist coup in the United States many, many decades ago. Matter of fact, these taxes continue to drain the lifeblood out of the American economy and greatly reduce the accumulation of desperately needed capital for future growth, business starts, job creation, and salary increases. Well, wait a second. First and foremost, again, the federal government is reallocating those funds, your tax dollars, to your own demise in so many different ways, America. I mean, look what's going on in government right in front of your faces today. Who's paying for all that? But it's sold to you as a tax reduction, as they're laying a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill on the American taxpayer to what? Fund your enemies' education and resettlement here in America. Not to reestablish or to assimilate into the American way, but to conquer. That's what's going on today. That's just one of the branches on that tree. Does this sound familiar? Number three, of abolition of all rights of inheritance. Another Marxian attack on private party rights is in the form of a federal and state estate taxes and other inheritance taxes, which have abolished or at least greatly diluted the right of private property owners to determine the disposition and distribution of their estates upon their death. Give me a break. I mean, listen to what I'm telling you, America. They come in and they tax your estate when you're dead? You work your whole life to get what you've got so they can steal away portions of your property on your death? Which belongs to your kids? So instead, government bureaucrats get their greedy hands involved. Therefore, asking you again the question, America, the abolition of all rights of inheritance. You're beginning to see more of that too. Wow. As if to suggest they have a portion coming. Is that what you work for, America? Number four, does this sound familiar? Confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. Rebels are those that stand against the New World Order. George Soros stated that. I didn't. America, you're the great obstacle to the New World Order. We call it government seizures, tax liens, forfeiture, public law, 99 through 570, 1986, Executive Order 111490, Sections 1205, 2002, which gives private land to the Department of Urban Development, the imprisonment of terrorists and those who speak out or write against the government, 1997 Crime Terrorist Bill, or the IRS confiscation of property without due process? Does this sound familiar, friends? And remember, terrorist friends, 74 definitions of a terrorist identify Americans. 74 of 74 define a terrorist as an American. Just ask the Department of Homeland Security that question. Number five, does this sound familiar? Centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and, listen, friends, an exclusive monopoly. So we have the Federal Reserve System, created by the Federal Reserve Act of Congress in 1913, is indeed such a national bank, and it politically manipulates interest rates and holds a monopoly on legal counterfeiting in the United States. And this is exactly what Marx had in mind, and completely fulfills what I'm talking about right now. Another major socialist objective, just like that of Obamacare or the National American Health Care Act. Right? And yes, most Americans naively believe the United States of America is far from a Marxist or a socialist nation. Go to a public school. Go to a college. My goodness, friends. Been there a lot. Got the hat. Got the t-shirt. Look at those professors, those self-proclaimed professors. They are full-blown communists. Ignorant, indoctrinated little minions. Number six, the centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Wow. In the United States, communication and transportation are controlled and regulated by the Federal Communication Commission, the FCC, established by the Communications Act of 1934, and the Department of Transportation and the Interstate Commerce Commission. Folks, do you see this monster getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger to work against we the people? Do you not see this? The Interstate Commerce Commission, established by Congress in 1887, and the Federal Aviation Administration, as well as Executive Orders 11490 and 10999, not to mention various states' bureaucracies and regulations. There's also the Federal Postal Monopoly, Amtrak Monopoly, Amtrak and Conrail, outright socialist government-owned enterprises. How do they do that? Where do they get the authority to do that? And instead of free market private enterprises in these important industries, these fields in America are semi-cartelized to the government regulatory industrial complex. Little by little, incrementally, friends. And again, let me just go back. So you remember, friends, I know these people think they're getting one over on someone else. They are not. The boat goes down, they go down with it, they just don't realize it yet. I don't care what they tell you. Those that dig the pit, they themselves will fall into it sooner or later. And that's scripture, and that is history that will never be changed. Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust, America. Whatever seed you have into the soil of your life, you better rest assured you're going to reap a harvest sooner or later. And there's a lot of people that like to tempt the Lord their God, right? But the ones that are tempting the Lord thy God are those that are allowing these people to do the things that they do. So don't act like you're the victim, America. You are not the victim. Your kids are. Number seven, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands, and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Now, again, while the United States doesn't have vast collective farms, which failed so miserably in the Soviet Union, we nevertheless do have a significant degree of government involvement in agriculture. Anybody say Monsanto? In the form of price support, subsidies, and acreage allotments and land use controls. The Desert Entry Act and the Department of Agriculture, as well as the Department of Commerce and Labor, Department of Interior, the Environmental Protection Agency, Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Reclamation, Bureau of Mines, National Park Services, and the IRS control of business throughout corporate regulations. So while you're being entertained through your football games and your baseball games, your enemy is hard at work. And it's not happening, folks, it didn't just start today. It's been going on for a long, long time in this country. Number eight, equal obligation of all to work. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. It's called the Social Security Administration and the Department of Labor. The national debt and inflation caused by the communal bank and has caused the need for a two-income family. Women in the workplace since the 1920s. The 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The Civil Rights Acts of 1964. Assorted socialist unions. Affirmative action. The Federal Public Works Program. And, of course, Executive Order 11,000. And I must also not forget, the Equal Rights Amendment means that women should do all the work that men do.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment. Asking you, America, if these things sound familiar. We just talked about extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state. I didn't know the state owned anything, America. And while you've been asleep, the enemy has been sowing tares, hard at work, while you've been entertained watching your favorite sports game. We just talked about how extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of the soil, generally in accordance with a common plan, folks. These people are criminal. Look at all of these. Folks, this is way out of the scope of authority of governments. Where have they derived the authority to establish these programs, these bureaucracies? It's to bring about more control, to choke the life out of a country, to establish a new one. and that's temporary as well. Number eight is equal obligation of all to work. Oh, there's an equal obligation. God, through Jesus Christ, commanded us to work, and if we didn't, we wouldn't eat. Who is the government to come? Hey, folks, without you, there isn't a government. You are the government. So let's get that into our heads and our hearts and our heads first and foremost, so we can get this right. I mean, look at all of these bureaucracies created. Does this sound familiar? Number nine, combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of the population over the country. It's called Planning Reorganization Act of 1949. Your enemies have been working for a long, long time. And super corporate farms, we're seeing that. I remember that back in the 80s, as well as executive orders 11-647 and 11-731, 10 regions in public. Okay? Law 89-136. These are your references. And let's go to one more. Free education for all children in government schools. Oh, there you got it right there. If you can get that one in there, you got them. Train up their kids. Free education for all children in government schools, abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, combination of education with industrial production. ETC dot dot dot, ETC dot dot dot. You are being, as a matter of fact, in our backyard here, there was a school that was absolutely flawless. Nothing wrong with the building, nothing wrong with the interior. But someone came up with a good idea. Let's get a brand new building here. You know, it's interesting, those people that come up with these great ideas to put these brand new schools up, why don't you pay for them? There was nothing wrong with the building that was just paid off. See, because people are being taxed to support what we call public schools, which train the young to work for the communal debt system. You call it, and you know it as the Department of Education, which is about as corrupt can be, the NEEA and the outcome-based education. It's not education, America. So let me ask you, is this the U.S.? Because what I just highlighted counters American government. And for those that didn't know, I started off the show talking about how Vladimir Lenin, he has a statue being erected in Seattle. But they're taking down American history in the South, namely Mr. Davis there. Because what they're doing is rewriting your history. Well, who is they? Anybody that doesn't abide by law. Criminals. See, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men living together in society, they create for themselves in the course of time a legal, you'll be brainwashed to believe it's legal, a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. You've been taught to believe these are the best systems when in fact they run counter to the American Constitution. And it's not what our founding forefathers established under God. Which liberates men, not enslaves men. In America, let me remind you, you're paying for all of this. You're paying for all of this. And so don't tell me you're not being enslaved, because you are being enslaved. Jefferson Davis is being removed and communists are being erected in the United States of America. Do you know that I've been reading off the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto? By Karl Marx, the biggest loser known to mankind. And it's just the model of control for the corrupt is really what it comes down to. So again, is the United States, is it a free country today? Is it obedient to Christ or is it obedient to the Antichrist? Very few Americans today even challenge these Marxist institutions. And there is absolutely, virtually, no politicians calling for the repeal or even gradual phase out of that which they would call an institution created by Marxists. Now, while the United States of America may still have more freedoms than most other countries, we have nonetheless lost many crucial liberties and have accepted the major socialist attacks on freedom and private property as normal parts of our way of life. And you're seeing more of it today. I mean, just think about this. The nation whose founders included such individualists as Thomas Jefferson, George Mason, James Madison, John Adams, Patrick Henry, has gradually turned away from the principles of individual rights that God gave you, and a limited constitutional government like private property and free markets, and instead we increasingly have embraced the failed ideas and nostrums of socialism and fascism. You know, everything else works except liberty, doesn't it, America? Everything else works except going to the Christ. And I'm being sarcastic because, again, the opposite is true. The answer is in Christ. End of story. Obedience to Christ is the answer to man's dilemma. And it's the church's job to show them the price paid for their freedoms in Christ. Because it's Him that maketh men free. Because we know the outcome of that is where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And it was the Lord that said, out of gratitude, might I add, be holy as I am holy. We do that out of gratitude. We want to be holy. We want to be righteous in Christ. Because we know the fruits of the Spirit, Ephesians 5, are in all righteousness, goodness, and truth. And is this what we're highlighting right now? No, the truth is exposing the lie. And there's warfare in America, and we know the first friend's casualty in every war is always the truth. You're being lied to. It's not too late to reverse the pernicious burdens and instead enact pro-freedom reforms to put our nation back on track again. It can be done, but it's not being done, America. It's not being done. In some ways, what you would call the left has a head start over us on the pro-freedom of what you would call the right. The enemies of American freedom do admittedly dominate the entertainment industry, television, news media, and academia. But we have the tremendous strategic advantage that reality, including man's nature, is on our side, under God. So unlike the socialists and the liberals, the welfare state fascists, which are not in the position of having to advocate a system which constantly tries to make water to go uphill, if that's exactly right, or force human beings into a rigid utopian straitjacket based on the whims of some cliche of central planning bureaucrats. Because we know that individual freedom for peaceful people with the Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, works in practice. And if it wasn't, friends, how is it that we're still here 240 years later to talk about it? The piecemeal abandonment of those principles and institutions which once made America great has proved to be a dead-end road to failure. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. And you can't expect a blind man to see what I'm telling you. Because he who laid his hands on the blind to make them see is the word that I'm giving you forth right now. And I know that a lot of people just think that, well, my time is almost up. I'm out of here. And I just want to remind you that you're hastening to the judgment seat of God to answer for what you left off. How do you think that's going to fare? It's not. Marxism and socialism, which you have today in America, has proved to be a colossal failure all over the world. And they're doing it again. As Frederick Bastiat wrote in his classic, The Law, just prior to his death, he said, "Let us now try liberty." And I want to tell you who it is that established liberty. His name is none other than the captain of my salvation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.